We'll take a trip beyond the headlines now with Peter Dykstra of dailyclimate.org and Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org. He spoke from Atlanta, Georgia, with Living on Earth's Helen Palmer.
Hi, Peter. How are you doing?
Doing well, Helen. How about you?
Pretty good. What have you got for us?
Well, we're going to talk about fatbergs. It's, in this case, a different kind of London fog. Fog means fats, oils, and grease, and that's something that sewage workers fear. The fatberg is something that was scraped and blown with high-pressure water hoses off the inside of London sewer tunnels. There was a piece 130 tons, congealed fat poured in from household drains and poured in from restaurants and other sources, combined with other things like hand wipes, that was beginning to clog pipes. And it's become a huge problem, but also a museum exhibit.
Really? People want to see this thing?
In the Museum of London, there's now a chunk of the fatberg on display. It's there till July 1st. It's drawing big crowds and I guess as far as fatbergs go, rave reviews.
Well, I can't imagine why anyone would want to see it, but I suppose we do need to face what we do to the sewers.
That's right, and it's not just in London. They found them in Australia. There was one in Baltimore this past year that actually caused a sewage spill when it completely clogged a pipe. Think of it as a clogged artery in a human being. It works that way. It costs money. It causes sewage spills. And it's just kind of gross.
So it's just obviously a good reminder to us not to put those fats down the drain.
Right, and it is a consumer thing, too, because even though some of the biggest culprits are institutions or restaurants, we contribute when we put fats, oils, and grease in our own drains and into our own sewer systems, not only harming the big sewer system, it can also cause problems with your own pipes in your own home, and that costs money.
Well, that's enough about the fatberg. What else have you got?
Lisa Murkowski, the Alaska senator who has been gung-ho on oil, has decided that she's a little bit gung-ho on something else. She delivered a speech in Washington last week in which she said her fellow Republicans have to pay attention to climate change. And obviously, Alaska is ground zero for the impacts of climate change. Senator Murkowski wants to keep drilling, though. She wants to have her oil cake and eat it, too.
Yes, it doesn't seem to fit together that you've got all this melting permafrost in Alaska and disappearing villages, and she wants to actually continue promoting drilling, or in fact open up ANWR to drilling.
It's a bit of a contradiction, and not the first one from a famous Alaska politician. About a decade ago, there was an Alaska governor who set up a climate change sub-cabinet, and that governor was Sarah Palin, who went on to national fame and went on to reality TV, and then went on to complete climate denial.
So what happened to her climate sub-cabinet?
It sank into the melting permafrost. It never met. It's never been heard from again. But at least she had that idea before changing her idea.
So what history lesson do you have for us today?
We're going to wish a happy birthday to plutonium. Back in 1941, Glenn Seaborg and a team of chemists and scientists at the University of California, Berkeley, developed the element plutonium. They did so in a university building in an urban campus in a third-floor attic lab in the middle of a city.
Yeah, I hadn't known about Glenn Seaborg until I read about him. He's a really big deal in nuclear physics.
Right. He later shared a Nobel Prize in chemistry and was a big part of the Manhattan Project. Once he had developed plutonium, the U.S. was on its way to developing eventually the plutonium bomb that was a key part of the arms race.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Dykstra is with EHN.org, EnvironmentalHealthNews.org, and DailyClimate.org. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Helen. Thanks a lot.
Peter Dykstra with Living on Earth's Helen Palmer. And there's more on these stories at our website, LOE.org.